This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
142 here in the nation's capital. DOC, heavy metal.
Live 142.
Huh?
It's 104.
104. Oh, yeah, 104. You know what?
Yeah, I think it was pre-recorded.
You're all right. Again, can I use multiple concussions as an excuse? I'll use that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And it's been interesting. I know Big Tony can't type, so he doesn't have an online account. But Matt Jones, you're creative. I'm doing my own Mount Rushmore versus Mount Rushmore. That was good. Tom, thank you for putting me back in my childhood. Because when you say Lombardi's left side, Herb Adderley and Big Dave Robinson. Man, I remember that if it was yesterday, that big old Zenith, black and white, and you're watching it. But those brothers were outstanding. So, Tom, you make me feel good, man. With Matt Jones saying Ovechkin and Backstrom versus Gretzky and Messier. Jordan and Pittman versus Shaq and Kobe. Young and Rice. There's so many combinations. And then I got to give the Braves, Maddox and Glavin, Smoltz, Glavin. I mean, that era, because they had not jumped the broom yet, but they were wicked. They were absolutely wicked. And so I love it when we get back to the 50s, 60s. Some recall shows you our cume, our age group that we attract, which is good because these young people, if we're not careful, they'll take over, and all of them will be out there saying BTP underscore, and we cannot let that happen. Mark out in Largo, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, Doc?
I'm just working, man. I'm chopping wood. This is work.
No, that's right. Let me ask you something. I'm of the opinion, I think they're going to get this done probably by Tuesday.
What are you talking about?
The Terry.
Following Linnell's lead. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think they're going to get this done by Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I think the key is going to be if we, just like with Trey Amos, if Terry's in the building, I think that's a very good sign. So I think they need to get this done ASAP because, you know, you want to have all your ducks in a row and you want to get him and going and stuff like that. I do believe that it will get done. If not Tuesday, it'll get done before Labor Day somehow, some way. They've been evidently clear they're not trading them, and that's what they shouldn't do because I don't know where we would go if we don't have Terry on this team next year, so this year coming up. So I do think we'll be on the right path for that. I did have a question I wanted to ask you. If it gets to the point where Adam can't move forward, with Terry's team, do you think Josh will step in?
I would hope not, but I can't predict.
I would hope not, too.
His movement, because
really
a lot of people in his position financially have done that. They have shown that
we
that's
had
their
one
action.
Owner who was doing that all the time.
Well, they do it, and it's just not – he's better than that. Plus, he's not a rookie owner.
No, he's not.
And if
he's
you
not.
Can live he's through not. The that cobweb of lunacy in Philadelphia basketball-wise, this is dropping the bucket. This is dropping the bucket.
You know what? You know what? That's a – man, what's going on with the Sixers is – I have no clue what they're doing over there. And I never thought I would say that the Wizards are now in the next 5 years. I would say the Wizards in the next 5 years are in a better situation than I would say 20 teams in the NBA.
I think
they have a better outlook in the next 20 years, next 5 years, than Philly. And I hate to say it. I hate to say it. Your Lakers, too. Because what's the future with the Lakers outside of Luka?
Well, but all I'm saying is that, but their run, it was like the Beverly Hills. That's why I call them the Beverly Hillbillies. When a player is running your team, it's chaotic. It's a bad situation. And I've said it all along. I can't wait for the King to get another court.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't
and to be
wait.
Honest,
we're tying up a roster spot for a guy 5'5", and we don't have Link.
Let me ask you something, Doc. You're pretty close to him now. Do you think there's a chance that Irving goes back and runs president operations for the Lakers? Now that they have new ownership.
I would say no.
You would say no.
I just think he's got too much going.
He
was already there. And he showed that he's had other interests, and he was honest.
True.
I want to go be Magic. So he's being Magic, and it seems like he's happy. Because he could have done anything he wanted to within the organization. He opted out. So God bless him. I'm looking for a guy that looks at my project as if it's oxygen. Without it, he can't breathe. I'm not looking for entrepreneurs running my sports team. I need somebody willing to die at work. So, and Terry, I love him. I love him. But what happens if he breaks his ankle the first day he gets there? Y'all act like people don't get hurt. I look at a roster. I got to go 53 strong plus a practice squad. My mind is prepared to lose anybody and still win. Y'all act like it's your child out there. And that's your right as a fan. I'm not a fan. I do this for a living.
Not.
And I have to translate this for those who haven't been where I've been.
And like been I doing said, it for 40 I don't, years, like,
I don't I mean, his outcry, him being emotional, I thought it was a mistake.
Terry,
you can play. And Indianapolis would love you. And you're from it. Hey, look, what are you talking about? You know how many people
right
thrive
that.
Having a guy like this? You don't have to worry about. He's not coming to work high. I mean, he's an animal. And if they don't appreciate
he's not getting trouble off the field
move
either.
The hell on, man. Go take care of yourself. Period.
Amen.
Got
Amen.
You, man. Got a roll.
Amen on
appreciate
that one. All right, buddy.
Linnell sitting up here doing, but I know that's my boy. Like it was the end of the earth. What are we going to do without Terry? Man, this league doesn't wait on anybody. Anybody. But we got to go 53 strong.
I think they're going to sign him. I think it'll be this week.
Well,
I don't think we'll be talking about this next weekend.
But do you care? Are you emotionally tied into it?
Not really.
Not at all.
I've seen this happen 100 times.
Follow the track record of the 49ers. The 49ers had players that rank higher than Terry, and they made them stand outside of the building until they decided to bring them in. It's how they do business. But y'all let the youngest in charge, who's 27, rope you guys into this for 3 hours. Well, that ain't happening. Okay, and anybody my age already knows, it's the art of the negotiation. Who blinks first? That's what it's all about. Is that the doctor? No, let's go to CJ. CJ, and then we'll get back to doctor. Because I got to make sure I'm right on the break. Yeah, and so let's go out to D.C. CJ, what's on your mind?
What's happening, Big Doc? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, you know what time it is. Work time.
I know. Hey, check this out. So my thought process on the Terry thing is kind of changing a little bit, right?
Okay.
Like, I want Terry. You know what I mean? But I think I'm starting to look at it from a different angle. I'm starting to look at it from the JD angle and the comparisons that they have on what his ceiling is and what they were able to do with the athletes that they had around them. Say Lamar Jackson. Lamar's never had a $30 million receiver. I think they're trying to see what they can get out of JD in his time, in his period, in relation to the success that Lamar's had, because that's the ace in your hand. Let's not get it twisted. JD's the ace. So if they feel that they can get more out of JD with something similar to what Lamar had, that may be part of what the hangup is as far as trying to go above and beyond his salary requirements. The comp may not be Terry. The comp may be Lamar to JD.
You might be right.
You know, and I mean, and like you always say, I know we had a little success last year, but I'm not tied to anybody that hadn't helped us win. I mean, I love Terry. I love what he brings to the team, the leadership and all of that, but I'm not tied to anybody until we hoist the Lombardi, and that's just where I'm at with.
Yeah, but you'll live a lot longer the way you think than listening to BTP underscore. Because, I mean, I do believe that he could be getting one of them brown envelopes from the agent. Who benefits from the PR? Who benefits? Yeah. I mean, everybody has the right to do it their own way. My way is that what if you signed him for $300 million and he broke his ankle the first day in practice? What do you do? You're going to throw in the towel, say season over? Heck no, you're not.
You got to roll out.
So think 22 on each side. Think 53 strong. Just get better. I've said this for over 25, 30 years. What do I look for in training camp? I look for a training camp surprise, a star.
Yep.
I watch guys from in the 12th round be drafted and be all pros on championship teams.
Yeah.
The draft to me is somewhat overrated. It's up to your evaluators to what find diamonds in the rough.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are really good. I just remember people talking about Kansas City. How they going to win? That rookie class they drafted won a Super Bowl. Because you get the right people running your organization, which we have now, and you got to grow the talent. I'm not hung up on anybody. Now, maybe JD5, you might get me a little concerned if he was out. Other than that, let's go. Let's move forward. Let's find out who can be better. Do we have any diamonds in the rough? Are our coaches capable of coaching people up? Can we scheme them up? Can we do whatever it takes to catch Philadelphia? Period. Everything else to me is irrelevant. Appreciate the phone call. Do we have time to get the good doctor in? Metal. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, back from another vacation. Sabah, I love your lifestyle. I love your lifestyle. Welcome home.
Thank you, doctor. What do you mean, Lama? That's the first vacation I've had really in like 20 years where I didn't really have to, you know, call back and be on call and stuff like that. So it was good. Do you see that picture of the fish I sent you? I sent it to Chris, too.
Yes.
I caught a big sailfish.
Yeah, that was huge.
That stuff was like over 100 pounds.
I wouldn't eat a piece of it, but it looked horrible.
Oh, no. We let him back in. We let him back in. Yeah, we were sport fishing.
Good.
Yeah, we did some ATV in.
He was way too ugly.
It was interesting, but you know, there's no place like America, buddy. But I had to chime in because I didn't want you to think I forgot about you. You know, I'm missing.
No, babe, I've been in contact. Canine for life. I got you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. All right, so what's the topic of the day? The duos. My number one uno is Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and mine in 5 years from now is going to be Caitlin Clark and Kelsey Mitchell.
Do you know, this is the first one we've had, Steph and Clay. No one has even mentioned that as a duo.
Oh, that's the best one. Oh,
that's awesome.
That was a good one. And can I just chime in? I know you don't want to talk about Terry, but I told this to Chris yesterday, and I think this is a perfect contract for him, and I'm with you. If he don't want to sign, see ya. I mean, there's you know, players in the NFL, they're like men. They're like buses, you know? Just wait 15 minutes, another will come right on by. So, you know, you don't have to put all your eggs in one basket. So,
I don't blame either side for doing what they got to do.
Yeah. But exactly. I'm concerned here it is, about, 4 years.
Yeah, okay, I need depth.
Okay, 4 years.
I got stoned. If Philadelphia is the standard, all I'm concerned about is how do I not get scored on the first play of the damn game?
Well, again, remember now, don't complain about our defense too much. When I was looking at that quarterback show, I forgot that against Detroit, when we beat Detroit at Detroit, number one seed, we had four turnovers against them. No one wants to give the defense any credit because, you know, we all love Jaden Daniels, but no one wants to give the defense any credit for winning that game for us.
Well, they did.
You
no,
know,
no, no.
Keep that in mind. Four turnovers.
We,
okay.
We got a chance, now, but I don't, I'm Detroit. I'm concerned about our division. And one thing that the BTP underscore said that was on point.
What?
Don't sleep on Dallas.
Oh, no, don't sleep on anybody.
Don't sleep on Denver.
Don't sleep on New England. None of them. Yeah.
And our division is right where it is. In New York, again, I am petrified. Until that game is over and we win, I'm concerned because we got a lot of people patting us on the back. The
we
way you get your behind whooped in the opener.
Yeah.
Is you thinking about last year? Yeah, that's just, that stuff is over.
And no kicker. Yeah.
That's over. Appreciate you, baby.
Thank you, sir.
It is 118 in the nation's capital. And from the look of Heavy Metal, I would say it's about time for us to step aside for a moment and cash in on some novelties. Then we'll come back. Don't forget, we're not done. This thing is just chopping up. Vernon Dean is going to join us today. And Coach Naki. So we got it rocking and rolling. Go to break. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hot and popping. We got it going on here on Overtime. 106.7 The Fan. Dueled up. Team 980. Got some news popping. They say popcorn in the microwave with the Curly W's, which is exciting. Any activities, good activity, around 3:15, press conference to do. And so keep you posted. Hopefully, it's really on us now. As a fan base, to understand where we are and to support the heck out of them, because we can't stay stuck where we are. That's unacceptable. And I'm all for it. Let's get it in and grind. It's not like they haven't produced. They have done a hell of a lot of winning and understand it. And so now we got to step up. That's what it's all about. We step up for everybody else in this town that hangs around below 500. So let's step up. Bah.
Yes, sir.
What up, brother? Welcome home.
My brother, I just got on the phone. I told Mr. Metal, I said, Metal.
Yeah.
I don't agree with my head coach today. The K-9 head coach, we don't agree today. First of all, I ain't taking no Linnell line now. Let me be clear about that. Because Linnell, what he needs is take experience from you and JR. Those are the two greatest talk shows between Doc Walker and JR. If he take from y'all, he's going to be the best he can be. But right now, he's still learning. Well, let me move on that.
Thank you. He's a baby, I know.
Yeah.
The toddler.
Doc, I'm going to get to this negotiation. I'm a little bit with Linnell on that side.
Okay.
Doc, the reason why, who the person represents, I guarantee you, if Josh Harris walked to his mother right now, tell him, do I need to sign a Terry? His mother going to tell him, hurry up. I know that because, you know what, she's a fan. She know what he mean winning. That's the only reason why I saw the fun bunch came to you last week. What Clark say? Sign him. What Tiesman say? Sign him. What Monk say? Sign him. Adam Peter, he never been a general manager now. This is his first job, and this is his biggest signing. So I hope he doesn't make that mistake. Doc, I'm going to take you to another game.
Well, he's got a lot of experience, though. You gave him a little short on his experience.
The Niners,
Denver, New England, he's been around the best of the best. This is not his first rodeo.
Yeah, but Doc, one thing is he was not calling the shot. Let me. That's what I'm taking it. You the man now. This is his first job. So let's be real about that. And one thing I realize is our 49ers, a couple of years ago, Debo was doing the same thing. He went out. They signed him. The receiver they got right now over there, Kevin Sheehan, wanting him here.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. Whatever. That guy did the same thing. So maybe Terry need to do that. To me, that's different because the man represents a lot of things. The standard, who you got to be, what type of person we're looking for. So they cannot give us all that good talk and the best we got. You say you don't want him. That ain't going to work for me. At the end of the day, he need to be there. Give him what you can give him so we can get this thing rolling. That's another thing.
We can't, Bob, you know, I got you back. But this is not an emotional situation. It is business. You sound like Linnell. And so you might be getting, you know, you sound like you getting paid by the agent, which is your prerogative.
No.
But no cheerleading does not help. It's a negotiation.
I want Terry.
Don't fall for the trap. We all for Terry. But it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference.
But
y'all can bluff. If you had a lousy GM, you might be able to bluff them. They don't give a rat's manure about what people say.
When they cut Brian Mitchell, I was here when they cut
Art Monk had to go from here.
I was
but
right
we
here.
Had
that
we had people
to death.
That ain't gonna happen now.
I
guarantee.
I know, but
guarantee.
I got it right.
Well,
all right, my brother.
All right, man, appreciate you, man. I love you, man. Hey, look,
yeah,
everybody, it's an emotional situation. What happens if you sign Terry and he breaks his ankle the first day? Do y'all leave town?
I mean, you saw what happened to Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
There you go. It can happen to anybody. Don't fall for it. It's 53 strong. And you don't even care about who's in camp. It's training camp. They don't even be really in pads. I'm looking for a bright spot. What are our scouts doing? You getting paid, produce something. That's what I'm looking for. Charlie Brown to come out of nowhere and be a Pro Bowler. We have to develop talent so you're not held hostage by any of them. Other than JD5, hey, Slim, whatever. If you want to win, you want to play, you want to wear burgundy and gold, we'd love to have you. If you don't, see you later. Next. And move forward. Y'all act like this is junior high. It's not junior high or high school. Pop Warner. It's the NFL. Not for long. Back after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Naki on deck, and I love calling him Coach K. I'm not sure he likes it, but C-Knock's a bad man. Brother had mad game. Can't wait to find out from him is to his Mount Rushmore in terms of duos. I guarantee you he's got something on in hoops that we haven't thought about. Again, because I'm a little longer in the tooth than most. And this is the thing when I follow Lynnell Willingham, who was formerly part of the Youngest in Charge movement. Then I get this daycare. His audience, he leaves me, you know, it's a young Q. And so my guys have a little salt and pepper in their beard. So they remember stars of the 60s or 50s. And that's why I love going this, because it stretches the base. And we get to hear about some duos that maybe we've forgotten about. I think we had one Wes Unseld reference. We did get a vote in for the Big E with that. But this is the beauty of this. A lot of our listeners didn't put eyes on Rick Barry as a player. Rick Barry was a beast. And that's why I love stretching this thing out. But hey, man, that's what it's all about, is to have some fun with this and getting people involved with it. We got Coach Coach K, pickleball today or tennis?
Actually, taking the dog out for a jaunt, Doc. You know,
oh, that's good. That's
good. See if you can't find a play friend around here or something.
Well, you know, we had an interesting Lou Holder, the professor. We went things that make you go, We were thinking that Mount Rushmore of duos. And and our audience, because once the toddler gets off the air, then a lot of the, you know, the young group, because their reference point is just a little bit too short.
Sure.
So some of these combinations have really brought back a lot of memories. And with your vast history on that round ball in particular, off the cuff, Mount Rushmore of duos, two-man you combinations, know, two-women combinations. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, Jordan Pippen have to be number one.
That's the one with Lou. They made both of ours. I mean, I don't think anybody has not put Scotty and Mike on it. I mean, so I think if we went universal over the long haul, they would be on – I'd be shocked if they're not on everybody's.
Yeah, Magic, Kareem,
Bird. That's a lot. Frequent flyer.
Bird McHale.
You know, Bird McHale has received a vote, but I was thinking that the era prior to Bird, and that's the thing about the Celtics, they were so good so long that Russell and Havlicek, to me, but again, it depends on you. You're not wrong. Nobody's wrong.
Yeah.
But dynamic duos mean you had to be a bad behind for quite a long time and win. And the thing about it, because the first thing came to me was Malone Stockton.
Yeah, sure, sure. They got to be on the short list. I'll tell you, Doc, there's a great documentary runs on HBO called Celtics City.
Oh, I see it, dude. It's phenomenal.
I'm not a big Boston guy myself, but got to respect the history, right?
Absolutely.
And as you said, the long streak of relevance and being good. And I after seeing that, I would probably go Russell Cousy before I even went Russell Havlicek, simply because they sort of started everything going in the NBA. Prior to them, you know, it was a lot of bad white guys playing basketball, you know?
Hey man, don't hate history.
Like Hoosiers. I mean,
no.
Don't hate history. But people don't realize, like, Linnell's crew, they don't even recall that. So he's the youngest in charge, but he has no idea about that era. And why would he? He wasn't even in his father's plans at that time.
Well, you know, I've hung out enough with Linnell to know exactly what you're talking about. But it's not limited to Linnell. You and I have done plenty of work with our guy Steve Zabin, and
I would talk
about Pete Maravich, and Zabe is one of those guys that thinks that if the highlights are in black and white, they never happen.
Oh, that's right.
You know.
Well, you're gonna piss the I was just talking about Rick Barry. I was just saying the metal dude, Rick Barry. He was a baron. Yeah. This boy was rugged, and people look at you like, and I go, I have my Emerson black and white, and. Yeah, I remember that, and it's like the Knicks. We could have very easily had a Knick combination. I still think Earl Monroe, to me, man, can you imagine Earl Monroe in social media in today's era? Because look how we treat Kyrie. And Kyrie is like, he might be an off-brand market of Earl. Pearl! Man, it's just amazing. I guess every generation has that. And I'm glad we're able to extend this. I always think about Coach Thompson because he would tell me, he would make up names about people I didn't know, especially when he was giving me Negro League players in baseball. And he was serious as a heart attack, and that helped me grow. Because you do tend to think nothing's happened that you haven't seen. That's a whole universe of things that took place before you even made it to the planet. That's
true enough.
Yeah, I wanted to get your take.
Quick Earl Monroe story for you. Gary Williams, who you know well, of course, former Maryland coach. You know, he and I do a podcast.
Gary's on
together.
My Mount Rushmore. Okay, how about that?
Absolutely, mine too. But he tells a story about when he was playing in the ACC back in the day. You know, back in the early '60s, that when they went down to Wake Forest. the team would make a special trip over to, you know, Wake is in Winston-Salem. They would make a special trip over to Winston-Salem State to see Earl Monroe play. This is these are ACC guys, you know? So, yeah, he could get away from guys in a phone booth. He was just that good. And to your point about the Knicks, it's a little bit like the Celtics thing. You know, you have so many guys to choose from. Do you go, is it Willis Reed and Clyde Frazier? Is it those two guys? Is it the backcourt? Is it Clyde and That's Pearl? Right. Is it, you know, they kind of take votes away from each other. So, this is a great.
See, I told you he'd know. Melvin, I told you, Naki, he just plays it down. He doesn't ever toot his own horn. But I'm in charge of that, okay? I'm telling you, I know he would know. We could do the same thing, and God bless Professor Holden. If we ever did and went offline and said, look, there are some guys that never made it to the pros, street ball legends.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time I ever heard about Dr. J, it wasn't no ABA or NBA. It was blacktop. It was talking about playing at Rucker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we know the D.C. has some mean ball games on the blacktop. I mean, that's the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA. There's some stuff that has happened that we've heard about. I was on the West Coast and heard about this brother playing pickup on the East Coast. Now, that is street cred.
You know, when I was growing up, Doc, I used to play in games down at the Jelliff League down in Georgetown. It was all outside. It was a outdoor court.
Yep.
And the games were just, I mean, I, to this day, I remember some of those the best games I ever played in. The level of talent was just off the charts. And it's also one of those things that teaches you if you lose, you're S out of luck because you're going to be sitting the wall.
No, you're out and you're sitting. And you're waiting, and with no cell phone, you're not searching. You're watching older people ahead of you, and you're paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And it was no crazy stuff going on. I mean, that's the thing that I think about all the time about how about the park and recreation people that ran those facilities? You might not even know their name, and I had the privilege of being and speaking to a group earlier this year, and I thanked them, and I told them, you don't realize how most of our parents at work, they ain't like nobody, your parents were out there with you during the daytime. What? They're at work, and you're solo, and the responsibility on these people, and they did it. They kept it. I don't remember. There was no really real chaos. It was ball, and you waited your turn, and man, I just, you passed, and the younger people, if you got on the floor, it was because you were rebounding or passing, and nobody was shooting other than the stars. No, man, that was, it's a great thing to think about how sport and sports transcend, and it goes on, and it leads us to what are people talking about? What is the rumbling?
I agree, Doc, but I got to tell you, one of the reasons why, and I'm apart from all my friends on this, one of the reasons why I like really like a guy like LeBron, for all his faults, and I get why he polarizes people a little bit, and I get that, I understand that, but he respects what has come before him.
He does.
And he knows that to a degree he is a product of what has come before him, right?
I'm not mad at him.
And I really respect that. You know, you can't act like this thing was invented for you. You know, it wasn't. There were a lot of guys that paved the way. And some of these guys, played in anonymity. You mentioned Dr. J. You know, he played probably his best years in the ABA. Yeah. They didn't have a TV contract.
Right.
Played with the Virginia Squires.
Right.
Rick Barry, you know, you said Rick Barry led the ABA in scoring when the only guy to lead the ABA, NBA, and Division I. in scoring, and you know, for a number of years, you couldn't even find them on the back of a milk carton, you know.
Right,
so
you're right.
But these guys busted their ass for what has become the golden goose for a lot of guys right now, and you have to respect that.
Yeah, did you get a chance to see any of the WNBA 3-point shooting contests?
I just saw the highlights, and I watched Sabrina shoot lights out,
crazy.
That's all I saw, Doc.
I mean, I was just so thrilled to see it. I mean, you were a shooter. Dude, the way the ball comes off her hand, her fingers, when it looked like she was being pressed, it was like, I mean, Steph.
I don't want to get nerdy on you, Doc, but her shot prep is absolutely flawless and meticulous, and it is Steph-like. And I used to, you know, back when I was coaching, I used to say every shot's an exam, you know, and if you're not prepared for the exam, you're not going to pass it. And her, watch her feet, her, you know, the way her body is, you know, completely squared up. I mean, it's textbook stuff. She has been taught so well, and the results speak for themselves.
Yeah, it's awesome. Amen. Summer's still going on right now. Burgundy and Gold, question for you. What group are you in? The signed Terry group, or for Terry to use his leverage as a master sportsman? What say you?
I'm all for whatever. You know, I love Terry McLaurin. His value goes beyond the 1,000 yards and the TDs. I think he's the real natural leader on this team. I hope he gets paid, and I hope the Commanders keep him. Can both things be true at the same time, Doc?
Yeah, I hope he does. No, I hope he does. And then finally, James Arthur Monk gets his jersey retired, and I wonder, what does that mean to you?
I saw it, Doc, and I thought, wait, that jersey hasn't been retired?
Right. dude, you're not by yourself. Doing? You are not by yourself.
Yeah, it floored me. I had a chance to play golf with him one day. It was one of the great days of my life. And he's as quiet on the golf course as I think he is naturally.
Exactly. But, you got the real deal.
Yeah, just a really nice guy, gentleman. And I was floored it hadn't already happened. But God bless him. I mean, he's a big part of all of our lives, you know, through the 80s. And just what a citizen, man. You know, to talk about doing things the right way.
Absolutely. Coach, we appreciate you, man. I hate to take you out of your putting lessons and things at the club that you do on the weekends.
But
We do appreciate you doing that for us, man. That is awesome.
All right, man.
Thank you, man. We got you. Coach Naki, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. To break, we go. We come back. We'll get back out on the lines. 1-800-636-1067. .154 in the nation's capital. Man, we can't get enough. Man, Coach Naki, that was fantastic. Loved it. Let's go to Brian out in Greenbelt. Brian, what's up?
What's up, Doc? What's up, sir?
Hey, man.
Hey.
You tell me.
I'm with you, man. You know, the older generations in basketball and all the sports don't get enough credit, man. And I had a heated argument. I couldn't even believe it, the disrespect. Because I told this young dude, one of my partners, that John Stockton, in my mind, is equal talent to Kyrie Irving. He about Law had a heart attack, man. But I'm going to point to Stockton and Malone, man. The toughness, man. Just the toughness factor and the defense that was played on, you know, to go up against Jordan and get him the Bulls to run for their money, man. I don't think them two get enough credit at all.
No, you don't.
You know, So, and to the bigger point, even to the top, the GOAT debate, man. Mace from Camden Mace had a good point, and somebody sent it to me. Kobe, Jordan, they won their chips on teams that they stayed home. They stayed and with one team, and you know that doesn't get enough credit. So in my mind, I'm gonna have to go ahead and put Steph Curry above and Kobe. I'm gonna have to put Steph Curry ahead of LeBron and KD at this point. I'm sorry.
Well,
that's all I got, Doc.
I got you, man. Appreciate that. Now, Steph Curry have to apologize for anything. He gonna be anybody's list because we don't refer to Steph Curry without saying the greatest shooter ever. We may talk about handlers. We talk about the Pearl. We talk about handlers. Then there's shooters. And that conversation has shrunk. He has come out and captured this, and he's extending it. He's extending it. Not like he's falling off. He's extending it. The dude at his size? Come on, Slim. It's unbelievable how good this dude is. 156 is the time. And on that one, we'll break. Michael Bebe and, man, Denton Day, he just got he just walked in handcuffs. Now, I don't know if he put them on himself or he had them put on. But anyway, he's coming next, so you got to brace yourself. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.